escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Well, again, we want to continue to strengthen the roster, and I don't know if that's the players that you're talking about or some other players or how that may come about, but I know we have had conversations with continue to have conversations about continuing to improve the roster. And then again, if it makes sense and then we feel like it's advantageous to us, then we'll consider it.
That was Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel on Patriots Monday, the Greg Hill Show, talking about improving the roster. Now it's Friday. We're at Fenway Park for WEEI Afternoons, and the improvement of the roster included cutting veteran safety Jabril Peppers, who I know this is going to be a shock to the guy who's not here today, Ted Johnson. Who, if you remember, is like, Vrabel loves him, loves his energy. You see all the reps he's getting. He's a linebacker. He's in the box. He's going to play. And he's gone.
And I legitimately thought if there was anybody on the Patriots defense that survived through roster cuts, free agency, the draft at all, that was Vrabel-centric and cut from the mold of Mike Vrabel football, it would be Jabril Peppers. As I've described before, the guy wakes up and eats violence for breakfast. He loves hitting. He'll play wherever you want. He's one of those guys. Same way that Will Campbell would die out there for his quarterback, Jabril Peppers would probably do anything he could to stop someone from scoring a touchdown. And yet now, 2 days after they introduced the team, he's gone.
So what's the theory?
So driving in, I listened to Rich Keefe, and I kind of like the theory that Rich came up with, a Keefe-spiracy, where he said...
those bullets?
Yep, sort of. He said something to the effect of Jabril Peppers makes the team and then realizes what is now being well reported, that they're going for the safety starter spots, likely with Jalen Hawkins. That's how notable a player he is. And the rookie, Woodson, the eraser. And maybe didn't react very well to that, didn't take it sort of in stride, and maybe that negative reaction made them think, oh, this is not the kind of guy we want to work with. Because if you're keeping, I'll say it again, if you're keeping your best 53 football players, Jabril Peppers is among your best 53 football.
He's
probably in the top half.
I was going to say he's in your top, I'll flip the 53 and go 35. Now, Andy, right now we've got veritable trusted sources like Phil Perry, Andrew Callahan, etc., all saying on the X, nothing off field, I'm told. No incidents. If people are wondering if it's an off-field issue, nothing happened that made this a necessary cut or removal. So as the weather now begins to turn outside of our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, showers right now out on Lansdowne Street.
Also a large tarp that says L.L. Bean being dragged across the field at Fenway Park.
It's made from reconstituted jackets from L.L. Bean.
Those boots look good. They're just what we wanted to see.
If people are wondering, like, oh, man, he must have, like the Keefe-spiracy, he must have gone off, or maybe there was something else that happened in Braintree. Hopefully not. No one's heard anything about that, which means that this could very well just, this could be, I don't know, I don't know. I mean, maybe they just decided now all of a sudden he's not a scheme fit. That's weird.
Maybe it's just a big day of departures, surprising departures, because we have some breaking news, Stiz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is
Breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
According to Chris Pitillo on Twitter, the Red Sox are releasing former starting pitcher, short-time bullpen arm Walker Buehler. Rob Bradford, reaction.
Yeah, so the Red Sox just officially announced this. Okay. Here are the moves. So it's official. Peyton Tolley has been activated, and will wear number. I'll give each a guess.
69, 19.
All right, you're closer. 70, number 70.
Oh, I missed it by one.
Yeah, good guess though. They confirmed the report. Cotillo by a second over the Red Sox.
Wow,
nice.
Walker Buehler has been released, and Nick Sogard has been recalled from Worcester. And as I said, as I broke getting into the Uber driver, into the Uber car, just Nixon Garcia heading back to Worcester as well. But big news, the big news is that Walker Buehler gone.
Walker Buehler. So we've dealt with a couple Patriots releases of late where it was later reported, oh, this guy asked for his release, whether it was Epps, the safety, Kendrick Bourne. Do you think this was a, I don't want to be in the bullpen, just let me go if I'm not going to start? Or do you think this is just them being done with Walker Buehler?
A little of both, maybe.
Yeah.
A little of both.
Mutual?
Yeah.
I mean, Bill Belichick, listen, and Robert Kraft on a stage.
All we have to go by with Walker Buehler is he said absolutely all the right things. I mean, he did not miss a beat when it came to saying the right things. The organization liked having him around, I think. But maybe it was just, hey, listen, you aren't going to – we don't have really a role for you here. You're going to be a mop-up guy. We would rather take a chance on somebody maybe with a little higher end. And then also Walker Buehler saying, okay, well, let me go, and I'll hook on with another team.
So this kills the dream that Fitzy and I think the Red Sox had of – if the Red Sox get
out
to October, then Walker Buehler's going to play a bulldog key role.
But he hasn't even been the same he hasn't been that guy since like.
Well, it's not October.
I know, but he went on a
transform.
Something's up. And I could just want to say, initially, the guy who still loves the Red Sox as much as he did as a kid, now in his 30s, 51. I'm bummed. I'm bummed. I'm legitimately bummed. I wanted this to work out so badly. He had a chance to go to a lot of places. He chose here. And I think the team was excited to have his moxie, that person, that attitude, his experience, Brad Foe, and he has just not been there. It's just not.
So the Red Sox, Craig Breslow had a great offseason. I mean, that's irrefutable. He had a great offseason. The only misstep he had was Walker Buehler. Mm-hmm. And really, so the other guys who were going to be Walker Buehler, potentially, Nathan Eovaldi, it came down to the Red Sox and the Rangers. Nathan Eovaldi, he's out for the year now, but he has had this historic year. Yep. Unbelievable.
Yep.
They thought, actually, going into that night, they thought they had Eovaldi, but the Rangers added a third year. So no Eovaldi. And then Nick Pivetta, you offer the qualifying offer. He could have taken it. No Walker Buehler. But neither have happened. You get Walker Buehler, and I'm kind of with you. I think that most of baseball thought, oh, I see where you struggled, but how you got better and you finished off the World Series and how you're going to be better this time around. But it just never took. I mean, it just never took.
Wait, so he didn't just end the World Series, Andy. He struck out. I'm sorry. I cannot believe I whiffed on his name. The former Red Sox that went to the Yankees.
Oh, Alex Verdugo.
He struck out Verdugo, which made it even more poetic.
And where's he now?
Nowhere.
No, seriously, where's he now?
Yeah, nowhere.
Outside the window.
The thing that I find interesting here is I hear what you're saying about Walker Buehler and sort of this dream story that Steve Buckley would love about the Bulldog in October and all those things. The reality is I was sick of seeing him do like walk home run allowed, and this gets rid of a guy.
They were too.
I know. And this is starting to chip away at the few people that you feel like don't do their jobs. Like, this team has built up a lot of people through youth, through their seasons have turned around, whatever, that do their jobs and are part of why they're a good baseball team right now. So this is one, and I only have two left on my list. I don't know if you have a three-man list.
Oh, I'm with you.
And one of them actually pitched the other day and was okay, Jordan Hicks. Not sure what the hell his deal's going to be, if I ever can count on him to do anything
important.
That's
a little bit different.
Well, there's money involved. I know Cora likes guys that throw 100. Usually I do too.
There's money involved.
There's money involved.
There's $24 million after this year involved.
And then the next one also has money involved. It's Yoshida, who I despise watching him come to the plate.
I think both are fair. You know, I think that Hicks is still going to be interesting enough and shown enough signs where you're like, yeah, we're not going to use him like we thought we would use him, but we'll use him. Because like his stuff, unlike Buehler, his stuff is there. He's just got to figure out how to get out. Yeah,
when you can hit 100 still,
right,
you should find a way to work with that.
And but Yoshida is a good point. At some point, this is rubber meets the road time.
Yep.
Put it on the bumper stickers, right?
Yeah.
It's rubber meets the road time that you can't, especially as you get deeper into September. Yeah, you have this way, this method of going out against righties. We're going to throw your sheet out. This is who's going to play. But if you keep grounding out 4-3, it's not going to happen. And how can you do that? In the playoffs, we're reaching a point with Yoshida where we have to stop saying, yes, it was a major shoulder surgery. It's going to take him time. Maybe it will take him time. But as we said, rubber meets the road. This is everything. And the Buehler situation is a perfect example of that. It started with taking out of the rotation. Like, they waited a long time. They wanted this to work. You take him out of the rotation, you put him in the bullpen, you take him out of the bullpen, and you put him on the waiver wire.
He just gets DFA'd, and you know whether or not that means, obviously this means that Toley could be sticking around long haul so long as the moment isn't too big or he doesn't get injured. Does this possibly even free up some space for somebody else to get called up, like a Kyle Harrison?
Yeah, I think so, but I think that Toley's going to get first shot at this spot in the rotation, and then you figure out what the rest of the bullpen looks like. Because even when they sent Buehler to, with all due respect to the dream scenario that you had, which I get it, everyone had this, a Buehler all of a sudden finding his stuff and ending up closing out games or pitching in the eighth and ninth inning, with all due respect to that, like it still wasn't near that. This stuff wasn't there. The production wasn't there.
The confidence wasn't there.
The confidence wasn't there. I do miss.
He gave up on himself in May. At least the team waited until September.
I don't know how many more tweets I could read where he's like, well, that's probably the Buffalo Trace talking. Like, you can only send so many midnight bourbon.
Great call.
Yeah.
Great call. Like, I sucked. I might be out of baseball. Yes. Forget about, like, being in the postseason. And I always remember when he talked, which we always appreciate, right? We always appreciate when guys do that.
Yes.
Not only for the accountability, but for the entertainment factor. Mm-hmm. Beckett was that way. Beckett, when losses, he was awesome. Awesome. I mean, F-bombs left and right, everything. It was awesome. And that's how Buehler was. But at the same time, Beckett won enough where there wasn't a whole lot of those. But Buehler, there was far too many.
617-779-7937. Let's work in some phone calls. We're talking about Peyton Toley Skeens here, Fenway Park tonight. We're talking about the release of Walker Buehler, the release of Jabril Peppers. There's comings, there's goings. Let's go to the phone lines. Jack and Waltham. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. I want to say off the bat, tonight is definitely a hot ticket. I'm excited to watch. I just don't think it's number one. I look at this matchup as the new guy who's hyped, completely unproven on the major league level, versus the guy who's currently dominating the NL. The game that I think supersedes this is Crochet, who is the relatively new starter, but has proven that he's worth the major league hype, versus Kershaw, that Saturday night game where Kershaw's dominated the NL for over a decade and is first ballot Hall of Famer.
Thanks for the call, Jack. Bradfoe, would you like to respond with words? You've already responded with faces.
What was his name?
Jack and Waltham.
Jack and Waltham.
You don't know Jack.
I like you personally. I respect your opinion. Mm-hmm. It's your prerogative to be wrong.
Yep, love but, following him on LinkedIn.
Yeah, but no. Kershaw and Crochet, no, this is bigger. And it's not necessarily, I get it, what Kershaw was, but for the people always love the here and the now, right?
Yes.
More so than the iconic pitcher that we get a chance to see, which he's 75% of himself, against the guy that we always see with his Crochet. Now we get two pitchers that Fenway Park has never seen. Never.
Yeah, literally.
And you know people like to get in on the ground floor. And this is getting in on the ground floor. This isn't waiting till Toley is like a three-time, you know, Cy Young top five. No. This is the first time you will ever see him on the mound at Fenway Park in a pennant race going against Paul Skeens. Like, this is something special. He's going to have lots of starts.
He'll only have
one first.
Mustang against the
You always remember
Corvette.
The first, right, Fitzy?
Sure, yeah.
617-779-7937.
I still need there to be a first to remember.
We'll continue to talk about Paul Skeens and Peyton Toley Fenway Park. We'll add in Walker Buehler getting his release. And we tried to squeeze in there, but Buehler had to steal the limelight. Jabril Peppers has been cut by the Patriots. Some of his former teammates and even himself don't seem happy about it. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Walks being, you know, the key for you right now.
Yeah, it's embarrassing, man. I think the last time I walked this many in a season, I threw 207 innings. So, it just sucks.
Walker Buehler, good news, bad news. He probably won't walk any more batters this season. That's because the Red Sox have released him.
Is he not going to give up another five-run first inning?
You know what's going to happen.
Oh. Is he going to land with some good team?
No. He's not going to land with some good team.
The Dodgers?
He's going to land with the Dodgers.
Find my
he's
audio.
Pitch the ninth inning.
I said it like a month ago. I said, watch. He's going to get released, go back to the Dodgers, find his form, and be a stud in the postseason.
And get the final out of the season.
Against the Sox.
No. What are the first two letters of nostalgia? Not happening. He's toast. Did you hear the man? I know you couldn't really hear the F-bomb in there because it was really well bleeped, but he said it's effing embarrassing to go out there and pitch.
At this time, you're probably right. You're probably right, but at this time last year, they were saying the exact same thing about Walker Buehler.
Mm-hmm.
The exact same.
Tale as old as time, Andy.
They were kind of right.
Time
it was just that little blip in the postseason.
Well, all you need is
time
a blip.
Time is a flat circle.
Science suggests all you need is a blip.
All he's got to do is go out, hook up with Shohei Ohtani and, you know, his bookie. And
just bet on it.
Bet
on himself, literally and figuratively, and everything will be okay.
Yeah, he's going to be on the Mookie Betts podcast within a week.
617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Ben in Newton has a thought on the Peyton Toley debut. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
All right, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. So my opinion is, assuming the rain doesn't rain out the game and they don't go to a different starter tomorrow or whenever the game would be made up, I don't think this is as big as a debut as you should think it is, because he's having a face on the opposite end of pitcher in Paul Skeens, who I think, as the guy said like 20 minutes ago, hasn't had a game where he's had more than 7 hits against. And with everything the way the Red Sox offense has gone, I again just don't think it's as big as we think it should be, and give too much harsh criticism if he doesn't win or do well, because he's going to have to, in my back of the mind, would be saying, okay, I'm facing someone like Paul Skeens, I have to do extra work. So I just think there's that much criticism.
All right, thanks for the call, Ben.
Hey, but you know what, Ben? I think Ben is an astute baseball server, but I think that if you wanted to define overthinking, it was that call.
Yeah, there was a lot of thinking in there.
This is Peyton Toley against the Pirates and Paul Skeens against the Red Sox. They don't literally, you don't win
Tom
by
Tom Brady
like,
versus Peyton Manning. They don't actually face each other.
Yeah, like you know, at the end of the game, it's not like, all right, let's see, who had the greater stats for the Team W?
You tell me I should worry about like O'Neal Cruz hitting like a 600-foot home run or something off of it?
Yeah, what if Peyton Toley goes out and pitches 4 innings and strikes out 10? You know, gives up a couple runs, right? Everyone's going to be like, yeah, and the Red Sox lose. They'll still be like, yay.
Absolutely.
You will see my flagpole of Red Sox excitement from the Cape.
We'll be extending the season beyond the second round of the playoffs. We'll be thinking ALCS.
It'll have
beyond.
A light on it like the
Luxor. Is that sponsored? No.
No, like, that was the biggest wet blanket call we've had. That Ben called.
He's
overanalyzing,
overthinking.
I think, Andy, what it comes back to is
that we asked the question, is this the biggest start of the season? Is this the biggest start in a long, long time? And I think people are tying themselves into knots to find reasons to say it's not. But I don't want to hear the Kershaw crochet thing or that call. If someone has another good example, that's fine. But I'm going to tell you it's not because of the dynamic.
Bring an example and he'll tell you right, no.
Yeah, it's your prerogative to be wrong. But it's just this is the everything about the way that we live in this world right now is this is it. It's not necessarily about, oh man, he has the best FIP or he has the best ERA or he has the best fastball, a curveball, a sweeper. No, it's about the images, the iconic guys, the storylines, like all of that's why this is so huge.
And it's about getting greedy. I love that word that Alex Cora used last year. Okay, so Roman Anthony looks like a superstar, correct? Superstar, not star, superstar. Why can't we now dream about the superstar pitcher to align with him for the next decade at Fenway
we
Park?
We can dream about that for sure, but right now in terms
of... It might be Bayo, but who knows?
In terms of focusing my greed, I am focusing all of my greed on getting this team into the postseason.
Oh, they're there.
A lot of
it's over.
96%
or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was coming from the same guy who said, I don't like all these stats. Oh, the Celtics have a 98% chance to win the series against the East, against the Heat.
They didn't. It was 99, I believe.
It was 92.
And they still lost.
Yeah. I want them not only in the postseason, I want this team to do damage. I want them to make noise. I want the Red Sox to go at least to the ALCS, and a guy like Tolley could very well play a significant
role. Well, that's the thing, right, is that we yell and scream about the trade deadline. What impact guy did you get? And when you don't get the impact guy or the guy that you felt like there's going to be the marquee, the Joe Ryan guy, then you know, we're tying ourselves into knots figuring out how it's going to work, but it's not nearly as entertaining. But what is entertaining, even guys like Nathaniel Lowe coming in and hitting big home runs. And certainly when you get guys like this called up, you think that I'll come back to the David Price thing. You think the Tampa Bay Rays fan, when they remember that run to the World Series, the person they remember is a guy who was not on the major league team, had not pitched a major league pitch in August. So, and that was David Price. And that's what could happen here.
Ooh,
absolutely.
That's another thing I hadn't really thought of. I'm assuming Peyton Tolley would have been involved in the Joe Ryan trade since everybody
was. No, they offered Peyton Tolley and Justinickson Garcia or who am I thinking? Who I always forget his name.
Arias.
Yeah. The other top prospect.
And they turned it down.
Not just football guy in my ass.
So Tolley, Garcia, or Arias, not both of them, but Tolley along with one of those guys and then more than probably other top 10 guys in the Red Sox.
So you could get lucky here, and all of a sudden Tolley can go on a run, and you're like, yeah, we didn't get Joe Ryan, but we have an ace-like pitcher.
Or you know what? You know what? He could be good, and you could trade him for Joe Ryan and a deal for Joe Ryan.
Or you trade others and keep him, and then your rotation is Crochet, Bayo, Tolley, and Ryan.
Sure. I mean, it's...
And then when Skeens is too expensive
guys,
for the Pirates,
you
get him.
You guys have been in this world of media long enough to know that people love the unknown. They love the fake trades.
Oh, absolutely.
They love that more than anything.
Well, the and owner of the Cowboys does. The owner of the Cowboys just traded for the unknown. He had one of the great knowns in all of football, and he's like, well, these two first-round picks could really be something.
I don't know if you know this, Brad Fo, but some of those picks can turn into first-rounder.
I know you got to go, but did you see that, Doc? The Cowboys doc?
No, is it good? Worth watching?
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
Put it on the
watch both list. Of you, please.
Because it's
please.
Such a mess?
It's because it was like the 2004, why the 2004 Red Sox one was so much better than the other Red Sox one. Because you have people from who have lived through it now. Now they can actually tell the truth.
Right.
Right? Michael Irvin can say what happened in the White House.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
Brad Fo, thanks for stopping
all right,
by.
Thanks, guys.
Wait, yell it one more time.
McFarland. Tomorrow, by the way, 1 o'clock, right, Ken? 1 o'clock. Right, yes, correct.
McFarland.
1 o'clock, 1 o'clock tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Brad Fo. Right, enjoy thanks. The game tonight, assuming we have one. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for the three-point stance. Before we get to that, though, you have a chance to be a winner. Be caller number 9 now to the contest line at 617-931-0937, and you'll score a pair of passes to the 2004 Red Sox Championship Cruise with Kevin Millar and teammates on September 14th. Limited tickets are still available at cityexperiences.com. Caller number 9 right now, 617-931-0937. Up next, time for a three-point stance. Stiz is stepping up to the bat today, and he's going to tell you he's something he's excited about that he's never been excited about before. That's next on WEEI Afternoons.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.